to advertise, email podcast@thisismaggie.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Maggie.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Hey, what's up, boys? Louis Lamazenza, Lamachichila, Mulema. Today we're doing it. I see. And welcome back to Spreading Humor. Yeah, that was weird. I'm with.
It doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
Is it because I'm here?
Yes.
Am I blocking the chakras and the skis?
The stars are not aligned, but let's go. I'm with.
What's up, everybody? It's Yana Woods on your screen, and welcome to another episode of Spreading Humors.
Dango.
Do you have an intro?
No, I don't.
Guys, I'm a fact checker. Hey, yo, guys, as you can see, there's a change of scenery today.
Yeah.
Of course, we have a special, I don't know if it's a guest or what.
Friend of the network?
Friend of the network, ne?
Yeah.
You're making it sound weird. I'm not a friend of the network, nor am I a special guest. I'm just here.
Something you're not special, you know. Exactly. Somewhere. Executive fact checker today.
Executive, the one and only.
Yeah, so guys, as you can see, Sima is not here on all the personal issues.
Ish.
Lina, no, that's what Dudu told me, Sima. So,
where's Sima?
Sima mo fire. Please, Lena Matuba, the documentary, the what? Don't try to spike up drama. Sima, Sima mo fire. Like Dudu said, on all the personal issues, she couldn't come for today's episode. And she's in KZN.
Is she not in Cape Town?
She's everywhere. Sima's everywhere. But we hope that you come back, baby. Yeah. Because, you can see it's awkward here.
Yeah, it's very awkward. Let's continue not to make things awkward.
Yeah.
What's on your mind?
What's on my mind is... Do you even know what's on your mind is?
Guys, I watch Spreading Humors. I might not be part of it, but I watch it.
But you're part of it. I can't remember to know you're sitting with us.
Zile.
Wait, how old are you with this boy? How old are you?
Old enough. I just turned 23 in December.
Wow.
I know, right? You're old. I'm old. Yeah. Right, girl? I'm old. Adulting.
So tell us, what's on your mind? Let's start with you, since you're new.
Real?
Okay, for me, what's on my mind is this whole Israel and Palestine. As you know, that South Africa has taken Israel to the ICJ. I think that's what they call it, the International Court of Justice. Mm-hmm. So a lot of parties are actually against it. And us young people were supposed to be voting. By the way, voting starts February, the opening. So if you want to register, please register on February the 5th. They will be starting.
So tell me, I want to know, ne? Because you're talking about voting. Give yourself spew. Oh, no, disturb about. Oh, by the way, it's...
Wait. Proceed.
But yeah, is it true that if you don't register to vote, your vote counts as you voted for the ANC?
Yeah, it automatically... Okay, it doesn't count as it, but yes, it automatically falls onto the ruling party. So whichever is... If you've registered or if you didn't, because it's all in the same. You're not saying anything. You do not want to say anything. If you like to fail to come and show up, you're Sokowa. Let me do that again. If you like to show up for voting, then it automatically shows that you are comfortable with the situation that we're currently in, meaning you're comfortable with our ruling party. So if you guys want change, please go vote, guys. Register.
Information ain't so.
Bro.
Number one.
Wow. I know, right? Google.
Yes, sir. That's why women diva. No, man. And when what are you going to vote for?
I don't know. That's why I'm talking about the whole Palestine thing, because there are specific parties that are against it. Do your research, read a lot, and you'd see, Uguti, actually, there are some parties that are against the fact that our ruling party is suing Israel for this whole thing, right? And that just shows, Uguti, which type of party are you willing and comfortable to vote for? Are you comfortable voting for somebody who is against it or for it? So yeah, this is the moment where we start seeing how our parties move, man. Ooh. Put them on scope. Yeah.
Something like
but I feel like in terms of the voting things, I feel like if we're more informed about them, people will take like the right decisions. I feel like in SA, I think Eugene once said this, or there are certain things, I'm not saying or it's true, but there are certain things that are done behind closed doors to deviate us from your vote, your matata kya manchika mo South Africa. You get me? Like, we're distracted too much.
Oh, I mean, we were just talking about Skomota. That's one of our distractions.
Ah, now Skomota are distracted. Yeah. Overall, it was Skomota.
There's always chance.
Yeah, but look, okay. Tao. Nan.
Wankwishisha.
But yeah, man, like, I feel like there's a... What would you think, Yandi?
What she said.
Yeah.
I think it's crazy that there are South African parties that are for... What's the... Is it Israeli?
It's
Israeli?
Israeli and Palestine war.
Yeah, what the Israeli people are doing. Because like what Palestine is going through is what we went through during apartheid. Something similar.
Yeah.
So for now, for those parties to support Israel, I don't know. I think it's quite
Are they
crazy.
Supporting it or they just want to divert from drama? That's the question we need to ask.
Right.
Actually, this is spreading humors.
Okay.
But register to vote. That's the whole that's thing the behind thing, it. Yeah, just but register to vote.
Do tell us. I know there's a lot there on your mind, so I want us to flow. Because what's on her mind?
Yeah.
Because
you feel it.
You feel it. Yeah.
It's here.
So we're not
talking about that.
Yes, I'm so sick.
I'm not from here, ne? Yeah. I do not know what happens behind the scenes. Just flavor. God, I heard Uti. There's something going on with Pew and Nyanda and not you and Nyanda. This whole
the
time,
truth, guys.
This whole time not I've been
now.
Thinking.
Now, guys, know
it's
the
Zile.
Truth.
Oh, is it really that she is like undermined? Is it no? I mean, something happened behind the scenes, and then Uban Yanda was like, "Leave my hubby out of this," and Spiwe was involved in it. So I'm like, "Hubby, Jani,
Spiwe, how old are you?
49 this year."
No, you're not.
He is 21,
guys.
You are 21. No, there's no way Spiwe is 21. If Spiwe is 21, I'm 12 then. How was Spiwe? Come on, hala, man. You don't do that anymore. Namoto. How?
Spiwe is like 27. I'm 19. It won't work out. So I'm not with Spiwe. I'm not with Zile. I'm a single honey. Thank you.
Okay. And then the reparations to December. I know that the Bantizis want to know about it. Like, after your last episode, Ed, somebody was doing reparations.
What's reparations? Don't use such ways. Guys, what's reparations?
You posted a picture of you and...
My girlfriend?
Yeah. Uno polisa.
Get damage control.
Guys, please. And because I had a... You know, when you speak about this topic, let me just dive into it. So I want to groove.
So we're sorting this out now.
Yeah, we are cutting. Because...
New Year's resolution. Oh.
But, so guys, the Yanda Woods, Zile Woods... Please, let's scratch it out. This year, guys, I am not dating. So I was at group.
Sorry, ipadile means we tried and it didn't work out. We never tried.
Let him cook. Let him cook.
We can't, but...
Please don't.
The reason I'm saying ipadili is the thing of like people were trying to push it, but it won't happen. Like people were trying to like glue us together. That's why I get ipadili and the So, bro, I'm at groove, calling Popo. I'm drinking. I get so drunk, man.
Yeah.
So, not too drunk, like drunk that I'm aware.
Is it normal Zile drunk or worse than normal Zile drunk?
No, just normal, like tea.
So it was a normal Zile drunk.
Yeah.
Then he was extremely drunk.
Okay, I'm not on paper. But So every corner that I went, okay, Yanda Woods. Hey, okay, Yanda Woods. Yanda Woods, okay. Bro, I went live yesterday. Yanda is everywhere. People are even, I even told you, people are even telling me, no, Rinyaka Yanda Woods fell. Please video here, Yanda Woods. So I don't know. Do people do this to you? Do people ask you about me?
They do all the time. And I'm sick of it.
Same. Speaking on behalf of the Bantwizis, the chemistry on this couch is woof. That's why I wanted to sit there because I need to feel her. Like,
you know what it is with Zile and I? We're like, Zile's like the male version of me. Like, we think the same.
Joanne, no!
No, not like that.
Wow, Zile.
Like, it's sometimes like we're the same person. Like,
I didn't know this. Okay, guys, let me tell you. I don't know this information until we sit on the couch. If I show you chats of me and Yanda, she doesn't even reply. I say hello, she replies after 7 days.
Is it possible to get the chats on the screen? Listen. What I'm doing is reconciliation. I'm fixing things for the Bantwizis. You guys are going
to
thank me after this.
We are
cleaning house. We're starting 2024 on a good slate.
Bro, I don't know, man.
There really is no chemistry. Sima could say something wild and we would both react the same way. Like, we're just like in sync like that.
So soul ties, soul mate, twin flame. Which one is it? Which one does it fall under? Twin flame?
Okay, someone asked me this, man. You must ask, if you're going to clear out everything, you must ask Yanda to rate you out of 10.
That's a good one.
Yeah, so we clear this out. Can you go launch us something like
based on what his personality, everything. His looks.
Everything in control.
You're a 10 out of 10, baby.
Whoa. He's going to post another picture of his girlfriend. Watch the space. Yeah. Reconciliation.
But anyways, enough about Zile and Yanda because nothing is happening. Nagina Lamutu, Ichaile. But
you know that song by Focalistic?
Go deeper, baby girl. Keep cooking.
So, like, on a serious note, ne? I miss Sima now. Because when I was dealing with Spike, I was like, I'm going to change. Sima, I'm going to say, Okay, what's on your mind? On a serious note,
I'm done. Okay, done. Conclusion is that there's nothing happening between Zile and Yanda. I didn't hear about Piwe and Yanda, but apparently there's something cooking.
No.
Keep watching the podcast to actually hear exactly what's happening. But guys, me, I just heard, no. I overheard.
Piwe's like 27, I'm 19, guys, calm.
Who said Piwe's 27? I'm 49. When.
Even worse, I can't date someone old.
What's your age limit?
Let's say 23.
You see, I'm turning 25 this year.
So, you know, they keep on going deeper.
Guys, there's nothing.
They keep cooking.
The signs are there. That it won't happen. But anyways, before we get into Yanda's What's On Your Mind, don't forget, guys, we are shooting live from Arise Studios. You know what I'm saying? So if you're a content creator, podcaster, everything related to camera shooting and everything, please check the email here. Now, please, put it here. Please email them so that it's around Runback in terms of logistics and everything. Because I feel like it's a great studio. Because this is where we made Bantwizis to go. Maybe we're not going to Thomas something else to go.
Yeah.
So check them out.
Email. What if we have like a stalker and then they come here and then because you just told the whole world maybe
okay now how much to cut by the way guys we have in the building the CEO of the company you know what I'm saying so yes bonus.
I'm working overtime
but yeah man nice to see you. But I'm so disappointed. I don't have Grenjo, I don't have Chila Punch. Limpopo Dibadi sold out. They were telling me they can't even get them there because Badi Riker too much. I get to roll like a ring out here. Ogasulo, when it's in here, Grenjo, Mofas, or what one. But anyways, what's on your mind, Yanda?
What's on my mind is okay, first of all, guys, I'm sick. This ear's blocked. My nose is blocked. My throat is painful.
A class.
So if I clangani, I'm so sorry. So what's on my mind is how high the road accidents were like in December, because you know people tend to like drive while they're drunk, etc. And then 43% of those people that get affected by these accidents are actually pedestrians.
Pedestrian give to us a pill,
yes.
Like, so I would never guess that. Like, I would never ever guess or but the accident didn't kick what was a pill.
I get why it happens, because like it's when you're sloshed, dude, like you don't care. Like you just wanna go, you know, when you just wanna go home, like you're sloshed, you don't want anything. So you're just walking in the road, you don't care if there's a car coming or going.
You get you what I'm saying? You don't even check the signs.
And
don't
the
even...
driver's also drunk.
You see?
So two things.
Oh. Yeah. So now 2024, guys, let's arrive alive. Let's do the right thing.
Yes.
You don't have to drive yourself home. You can take a bus, take a taxi, Uber. Do whatever you need to do to keep yourself safe and other people too.
Yeah.
So have you guys ever been in like a situation where like somebody was driving drunk and something terrible happened?
So you know about that. Now, what I hate is the fact that I'll be sober. Mm-hmm. Very, very, very sober. Mm-hmm. And you are drunk. You are the one who affect me, even though Nagi obey everything. So that's, you're not only putting your life at risk, you're also putting someone else's life at risk. And also, this is a message to Batwali Mpopo, my first year.
Yeah.
Guys, just traffic get by. You must be aware. Like here, people just drive. I see it every time get the trauma of it, like the toll gate, my fellow. Fast lane. But when I'm in Limpopo, like traffic is slow, everyone wants a man sharp.
Everybody's at ease.
But come to Jersey.
Jersey is just a busy city. Everyone is in a rush. I think that's the thing.
That's where you must be more aware, even.
True. But I feel like also as pedestrians, we shouldn't like neglect basic safety rules. How about look left, look right, look left again. Yeah.
I know how. Everyone who went to crash and great area Patala school fees are above 300. guys, honestly, they took us to the traffic station. I get only go level there, but they took us there.
I mean, road safety is important, whether you learned it got crash or not.
Yes,
but I get what you're saying. As people who are driving, as pedestrians, we need to be careful. I mean, okay, I can't say I'm a driver, but
I do have a car.
Yeah. Is this your revenge?
But I saw you driving last month.
I have my days. I have my moments. I have my days where I don't want to drive, then I call them. And then I have my moments where I want to drive, and then I come with the car.
So what did you do today?
Tato drove you.
Yeah, but yeah,
that's all.
It's important,
The second thing that's on my mind is matric results. Guys, do you guys remember how scary it was, like, waiting for results to come out?
Yeah.
Guys, you know that thing of like you pass for three terms, you know you passed. I don't know what you know. They're only scary if what's what you're dealing. If you didn't start, I feel like the only time I got scared got the results in high school was when like I was just worried or got your distinction or what.
So technically you were still stressed.
Yeah, good stress.
What stress? What is good stress?
It's that thing of like, when I can go broke, it's 10K. It's pure, I can go broke, it's
200.
It's all, my tatar na twang.
At the levels.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
A lot. Because, I mean, as much as you get accepted for university with your grade 11 marks, right? Your matric marks are the ones that settle exactly if you're going to go to school or not. So for me, that was like the biggest thing. Doesn't matter whether you got distinctions or not.
Yeah.
The aim is to get to a higher institution for those who want to go to higher institutions. And that was for me. So yeah, it was nerve-wracking. I did not sleep, actually. I barely slept. Yeah. I was up all night. And
So speaking about that, after I'm lying because I remember I applied for accounting science at UJ. I did lie and I become accounting.
Yes.
Because of my APS was I think
low
with 3 points or four.
Which sucks. I don't understand this whole APS situation.
I really don't.
I don't understand why we have to now be counting the level sevens, the level one. I think they should just do it with your overall average.
How many people? Okay. Yanda, you know what's an APS? Huh?
No.
Wait, what type of school did you go to? IEB or what?
IEB.
Oh, okay.
But that never explains points.
APS is your points. It's the levels. And you're sure when you get your results or your report card, on the side there's level 1 to 7, 7 being distinctions and level 6. So when they calculate your APS scores, they actually calculate the level 1s, 2s and 7s and those ones, and not your actual average.
But it's my voice still like AI, you tell us a story.
Yeah.
Like, uvulela garu uvala script.
She knows so much.
And it's like, when, you know those videos whereby, like, you can hear it's an automated voice. That's how you speak, bruh. So, yeah, I feel like, we see, like, the average thing, I don't think it will work. Because it'll be 100 people by Lord Banchiti 90. So, you're just going to take those people. So, when it comes to APS.
Don't they already do that?
No, yeah, they do that, but. But when APS, too sure. Average, you feel like you choose the anyan. When you talk about the level 7, the 9, then it's easy. But speaking about that, I want to address the fact that the results. Or guys, don't be desperate when you come to Josie. When you go study logistics, you register someone or in fact, I'm going to get a 4,000 degree.
There's people scam. Who do that.
Yeah, there are people. You know really? What they do? So, co-lining a registration, like, guys, registration is so bad. Like, I feel like, and I always say this. First time I got inside depression, we looked at the registration.
Yeah, registration is bad.
So, people take advantage of that. There are people who sleep, go to university in the time I'll register because I want a space, I want to hang when I grab out.
There's no rest, you did not apply.
Yes, and ask how work out DL, when I'm first student number, gone. But only scam, get Josie.
Yeah, guys, be woke. Go with your mommy and daddy.
What advice would you guys give to a student that, like, didn't get the marks that they were hoping for, or a student that, like, found out that, like, I don't know, they failed or something like that?
It's never too late.
Yeah, it's never.
It's never too late, guys. I'm not trying to discredit this whole thing of having a degree. Education is key, but in our economy, there's a lot of people who are self-employed who are making it in life.
Yeah.
You get me? Go for school, and I'm speaking about those who are also applying for university. Go to university knowing what you're going to do with your degree afterwards. Yeah. Don't go there thinking that you're going to apply for a job when you're done. I mean, there's a lot of things that are needed with applying for jobs. There's still people who are graduates who are still looking for jobs. So know what your next plan is. If you're going to do something like law, just know where you're going to practice, what you're going to do with it. Don't just think you're going to do law and then get into a law firm. Nah, it doesn't work that way. And also to those who did not make it, it's never too late, man. There's TVET colleges if you want to still further your education. Mm-hmm. If you do not want to continue with school, start a business.
Yeah.
Grind. I mean, we got Slay Queens. Yeah. Do something.
And there's also something. Like you can work at Podcast and Chill.
You know, you can also become the next fact checker.
And I don't think you need a degree for that.
You get free.
Yes.
I'm playing. Before they fire me.
Are you going to, like, fact checker, open the last every day, man.
No.
Like, when you speak, like, get information, you feel like I want to know what you're talking about, and what's more to add out. Now, if I said those things, maybe I'll get started. But yeah, I just want to say, before we say at the end, I really appreciate that you came today and all for information.
We appreciate that you came today.
Hey, do you see the drama?
What?
No.
But
yeah, guys, please do. Be aware. And I'm saying this because Ulebele is just spreading humor, but no scammer. And this thing of saying, come with your parents, but scammer, love them now. Agriba desperate, man, you got the best for their child, ne?
Yeah.
But suppose someone, they want to make sure that you get this. Please make sure that you do the right way. And if Ukrila Mutoskema, at least Pascal Utsuchazak.
True. I mean, if anybody offers to do something and it has money linked to it, just know that it's a scam most of the time. I mean, this is South Africa. We are all in need. We need money. You know, so but be careful, guys. And good luck.
Yeah. So what, that's all. and matric results. No, I agree.
Oh, crap, Zile.
Oh, no, no, no.
What else should be on my mind?
This is a trap.
What's on your mind?
What else?
Okay, what's on my mind is December, Skomota, and the whole... Guys, you guys don't understand, and I want to address this one more time. Tavayeyanda is serious, man. Like, to a point where even my family members be like, I'm fine, you learn running bands. What? Bro, I don't even want bands. Like, people should relax, chill.
Please, guys.
Yes.
Relax.
I
know. It's the wink for me.
Please, man. I'm genuinely tired. Yeah, Toma. But.
But why are you tired? Like, why? Like, we're going back to this now. But honestly speaking, okay, not to divert it back. All I'm just saying is let it go. Let it flow. Okay. Just like the water. Okay. Let it flow.
Just vibes.
Just vibes.
But yeah. And, sorry. What's wrong?
Okay.
So yeah, I want to speak about December. Mm-hmm. Guys, my December was fun. Even though, no, so, okay, I got a refrigerator. I have like two stocks.
Tell me about it.
Have you ever rocked to a point where the only way to stop spending money is for you to change location? That's how I was. Go hike. Like, makes not a album. Go to A. You know, ting, regen, ting, okay, give it to Lady Bright A4.
Tell me about it.
Every day. And now, okay, we can save rent job. So that Kiska, they are transport your well.
The contract, did you debit order?
No, 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 I don't have those things. I'm still a kid. Every time my phone, hey, we have what? I just cut over it.
That's wise, then, guys. Then, that is not nice. Ask me about
you have debit order?
Yeah, Dana.
Wait, do you have David Otter's day?
Real life problems.
Real life problems.
Like, do you have David Otter's?
I'm a 19-year-old baby. What David Otter's?
No. Chief, you drive an AMG. Can we cut this? Can we cut this already? This question is very valid to you. Do you have David Otter's?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. I feel she's so depressed. No, like, it's so sad. I'm so young.
But don't worry, man.
We'll get over it.
Yeah, I feel like in terms of I realize that December money management is very, very important.
Same.
So I realized this year I need to do better with my guap. So last year I had a thing of, I don't know if guys I told you, I had a thing of like every month I'm buying something physical for myself.
Yeah.
So that's why I bought a bicycle.
Is it a reward system?
It's a reward system because at the end of the day, Otwara Zaga was spending more and watch all over yonder. I should make a Chanel, come regular owner, yeah, about Tata, Gaba Baru. So I want to include guy. So I feel like it's very important that I go back to the drawing board personally and everyone else. Money is very important if you spend it properly because you can have 15K and do way more. And I can have 30K and I do way less.
That's so true.
Just because of how we spend money.
Fact. And it's got fella got January. It mustn't be a New Year's resolution.
It's not my New Year. Every time you say something and you say it's a New Year's resolution, come match it away.
True.
I paid gym last year. I left. And you know what I didn't like about the gym thing? Everyone knew I was going to stop. So because I went to the gym and I went there. So they were lift. I'm not high. Yeah, it's too heavy. I remember this is the day I realized I don't belong here, in here now. Bro, I was lifting weights. Can you lift yourself? Like, you give a machine. Because those machines have instructions. I'm pulling. This other guy. Sorry, man. This other white guy came. Sorry. And he's like, no.
Adjusted.
You don't do it like that.
Yeah, too.
Apparently, I need to use my legs.
Wow. And I thought you need to adjust it.
So, I had to put my legs like this, né? And do this.
Oh.
Nah. I sat on the... And I was like... This guy was like, no, we don't do it like that. And on my way back, I'm thinking, is this even for me, bruh? Like, no, man, I was thinking to eating pap and being strong. Not this gym thing. But man. I feel like if that's for you, do it. But don't say things are New Year's resolutions because you'll fail. And everyone else around you knows. So do you guys have New Year's resolution?
Yeah, but it didn't work, as you said.
What was it?
I can't tell you guys.
Tattoo you.
And he's smiling so
much. You broke a cycle now.
It has nothing to do with him though. Like, why? Why do I do
that? I'm telling you,
why?
You broke it.
Okay, anyway.
My New Year's resolution is to stop drinking.
Oh, I can.
No, guys, take me serious.
She's speaking about drinking because there's no drinks in the studio.
Listen.
And we only have access to drinks in the studio. Not when you're alone, yes, guys, self-discipline can be instilled. Eve,
I got so sloshed, made so many mistakes.
Who are you with?
What mistakes?
Who are you with?
Story time. I want to hear this.
Guys.
And I hope as a cousin. Get it? My cousin did it.
I was with my cousin. OV.
Yeah.
And I got so drunk. I made so many mistakes. I embarrassed myself so, so bad, which is why I'm leaving alcohol for the rest of the year. I'm not swearing anymore. I'm not vaping anymore.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. New year, new me. New me.
You know what's crazy? Mm-hmm. I don't know if I should say it on cam.
Say it.
So there was a day I said hello out of random, ne? And you didn't reply. That day, I dreamt of you. Ne?
No, go deeper.
No, this is a serious thing.
Oh, come on.
So
go deeper.
Bro, I dreamt, like, this is a real, I remember so well. Because I remember you were taking tequila shots. Tequila shots, you're taking tequila shots. I'm like, chief,
chemistry.
Legs, stop. No, 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 there's no chemistry. It's the thing of co-waking, that's all. Mm. And this is a true story.
That happened in your dream.
Yeah, you're taking.
On which day?
Yeah. No, that's the thing. You're taking gang tequila shots. And I'm like, chief, let's go sit down because we're chilling with everyone. Yeah. Like, I think it was a work thing. So when we're chilling, I'm like, yanda okay. I went off it. And you were too drunk. Then I went to look for you. And
how much
now,
sir?
Eh?
How
am I I was looking for her. Then I found her. Then kamuja karari. Yeah, hi. Then I hi. Why do you guys laugh at everything, bro? Like, I'm being honest.
Cute dream, Zilivizi. So glad that you took him in your dream.
So,
dude, Zilin. This guy is going to make a live with his girlfriend. He's no more posting. This time we're going live.
Yeah, no.
But nothing I said is wrong.
I'm sorry for laughing, but I'm loving this.
But yeah, so what happened? At home, tell us.
I was on and I went to Durban.
Yeah, girl.
My cousin.
Yeah.
Dude, we were partying every single day. I thought I could handle grooving Durban. I lost.
Yes.
Those people know how to rock.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm also leaving the club. Don't invite me out. Thank you.
So Vela, you're leaving those things?
We're not like serious.
It's only temporary.
And you know, it's not
it's to regain strength. I believe you. I honestly do believe you.
Yeah.
But when it comes to grooving, drinking and all those type of things, we always tell ourselves that we're going to be good people every year.
Just so
and it never happens.
But you didn't see me on that day.
You know, but
Zina saw you on that day.
You didn't.
Thank you, Spear. In his dream.
But yeah, I feel like in terms of drinking, you're in a very wrong environment. Because once we do other things, like, because we are doing campus tour this year.
Okay. Oh.
So it's like parties.
Am I invited?
No.
You are invited. I get a tattoo though, real.
No.
But yeah.
Go to the people on your shirt.
Yeah.
I'm representing home. This is my origin. Like, don't hate. They feed favorite, you guys.
Who's your favorite person by podcast?
My favorite person by the podcast is Fact Checker.
No. Don't like do that here thing. I don't
so
like answers. Yeah, what will happen? Skawar. And Skawar, please. Kaurumu. How? Come on.
But I need the bonus.
Come on, honestly.
Honestly, who's my favorite person? That's a tough question.
No, well, it's not tough.
Why is it tough?
It is a tough question because I like them all. Okay. It's like me asking you. Okay, I'll answer after you answer. Spewing. Who's your favorite? Spew is also my favorite.
Oh, no.
I sit next to him. Okay, who's my favorite person on the podcast?
be careful of how you answer.
That's the thing. I'm thinking
screening. No. Be very careful.
Dudu.
Sweet.
Because she resolves all my problems.
With tattoo.
She doesn't know anything. You guys don't know anything. You guys think you know, but you don't know.
That's the art of not knowing anything. You can control yourself and say anything. Because now if I knew, I was going to be a one.
It's just unfortunate that I don't have a boyfriend. If I had one, I'd say, oh, baby, bogil.
Oh, no.
You're so hectic. Can I ask you guys, do you guys think like Skomota's like a one-hit wonder?
Yeah.
Not really definitely. One hit, but like...
Definitely.
5 minutes of fame type of vibes.
Bro, I don't care.
Is he learning how to DJ?
That's good for him.
So, I honestly don't care because he gave us great moments. So, there's a video of Skomota. I'm going to say it. So, Skomota is like video calling this girl. So Skomota like we echo like where is chilling we video call when you like ah get to wanna soon mutwag and plus Skomota was like Junwanya. You guys don't get it. Joking, I say
Isha Bar. Oh, soon June. Hey, oh, so, okay.
Joking, I say Isha Bar now. Simon gets it. This is why. Simon will probably be laughing now. Guys. Like that video is so funny. So, and another one, you are who appeared in Pantala, it's it down. The other 70. I literally said, I'm going to clips it. So, answer you.
I know Skomota's clips, but I don't watch them all because, I mean,
bro, I
watch.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Not in a snacks way.
Ah. Why is my spirit humorous? My little clipper party by via Twitter, but we need to be honest.
About fact checker.
About fact checker. So just be very careful of what you say.
No, it's not in that bad way, but I'm scared about his success and the way things are going. You get me? Mm. I feel like these people are using him in all sorts. Honestly speaking,
Hey, but sometimes I cry to celebrate.
Pardon?
Sometimes I cry to celebrate.
What do you mean by that?
I think he knows.
Bro, there was a video they were promoting a lodge they were going to. Right?
Yeah.
So this guy, he's okay. He's like, yo, guys, I think it's chippy chippy. Hey, guys, we are going to this lodge, for example. Zoo, can meet us there? So Skomota came out and said, like,
I saw that video. I saw that video.
So that's imagine you're on spreading news and you're talking. And I'm like, what's working? Like, Ikari, sometimes he doesn't know, bro.
I think he knows. He just doesn't understand, like, how big he is.
Hey, Marang.
You get?
Yeah, rekang data bakhalav.
Do you rekang data la shabuling Skomota?
No. I feel like he gave us good legendary clips and moments. Even though he's not... I don't know. And I would like to see the build-up of Skomota. Because I watched his podcast with Rich B for 5 times.
You're promoting other podcasts here.
No, I'm not promoting.
How
I watched it.
How dare you?
Guys.
The nerve. The liver.
But yeah, wonder what do you think about Skomota?
Dude, I think in South Africa-ish, we do this thing where we give random people 5 minutes of fame.
Speak.
We had Whistle Girl. We had that girl that put Savannah on her head.
Where are they now? John Fully Gates.
Yes.
Where are they now?
The Whistle Girl.
They're not there.
Go Savan.
No, those are two
different people.
But at the end of, like I'm saying, even because you find out they're doing way better by even compared to when they were trendy. You get me? Like
the Whistle Girl graduated, if I'm not mistaken, and she's doing some things on the side. But Gianna, she's doing better. But the John really good girls. Yeah. Not that I'm saying Wootsie, they're doing bad, but where are they? What's popping with them?
Then
it's not about popping. It's about doing good in life and. Make you money. Even though you don't see me, doesn't mean I'm broke or I'm not doing anything with my
money. You have a point there.
So the aim is not to be famous.
I think with some people, like let's say I take a video of you like this and you do something crazy, you trained. I think they didn't think their videos were going to blow like that. Yeah. Like they didn't like say, okay, let me shoot this because I want to train. It just happened naturally. Do you get what I'm saying?
True. That's how majority of our TikTok videos are.
True.
But all I can say is that like when you are in the midst of things, ne? And people always say this, but the motivators didn't teach you go America, which you don't have anything to fall back on, guys. Like I have something to fall back on. If I something you longer at what at the end of the day when the sun goes down, on almo longer udula or on almo longer Wi-Fi, even though I roll one more screen.
Do you have something to fall back on if it's not YouTube?
Yes, school.
Oh, Gonjo, you're doing school. And then Yanda has her business.
Family wealth.
But with family wealth, sometimes you have to work for it. You can't just say, okay, yeah, because my mom does this, my dad does this, my granny does this, I deserve to have this money.
Default.
Yeah.
So wait, your family wealth, like American?
My mom is so my biggest mentor. My mom doesn't, because she spoils me to a certain extent, but she doesn't like hand me stuff because then I'm going to become like a really, really spoiled brat.
Yeah. And speaking of that, your mom has a nice Pedi accent. It's so funny that you can't even speak Spain. Because they want to call me Rabalela.
Hey, Luana, what flex? You're telling me.
So even Ma is calling.
No, she was like, hey, Kelerata, Vanava. No.
Zile.
I want to say, Zile. Bro, honestly, I like her. She's a good vibe. And Obulala Spain is so sharp. She was genuinely saying, or yo, that's why Rene and Sharp, Omoele, look, we sure what. Gump have Lelanka. That's so sweet. Versan Chor Takani. I want to raise it, say. If I let you go, continue to home, so get still out to do so.
No wonder talking about saving in general.
Yeah, I'm saving.
Yeah, we see you. We see you.
I'm like AMG, okay? Yeah,
I'm done.
Regishanto. How much, okay, speaking about that, how much do you think your lobola, how much do you want your lobola to be?
I do not want any lobola.
Why not?
Pardon?
Why not?
Because the whole, okay, now I'm going to start with the fact-checking thing, Zile, embrace yourself. So the whole lobola concept is to combine two families, right, and make them one union, right? So my idea is, instead of paying for lobola, we could use that money to like build a house together. This will be a sign to his family that he is a man now and that he's ready to provide. And to my family that I will take care of your daughter and I'm willing to do anything for her, which is to give her shelter and provide. So you can do that by just building a house. Let's get married. We don't even need a big white wedding as long as there's food in the fridge. Mm. And clang, clang, lobola. And then if we divorce, we split the money and the money goes to the children. Thought about it. Yeah, cabang.
Nah.
Yeah.
Wow, sir. That makes sense.
What
would you savings account?
Oh, no.
And you?
I'm single.
Half a milli.
Damn. Oh, but it's worth it.
No, not the main podcast. Give America somewhere. Give it a production. No, I must work 10 times hard.
You are slowly getting to a joint account with your girlfriend. Do you see that? Yeah.
Wait, that
is like opening a joint account, Instagram with your girlfriend. Billy, we spoke about this. You posted her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now you're gonna have to go live stream with her every morning.
Wow.
Now it's a joint account. Do you see this?
No, but everyone knows collab every time post. I make jokes about this.
Is it really a joke?
Yeah, I'm just guys, there's a screen there. I read. Fastina's half a million.
But it's well deserved. I mean, she has a license, she has a business, she has a credit card, she has a business card, so nala pasa. She was raised well, she's beautiful. Like, come on, we're still counting.
Yeah.
We are still counting.
But yeah, it's worth it.
It's worth it. If you let not say a meter,
it's doable.
Give 500 now.
Tau.
So should we?
Simor, like a checker which are about 50,000. And like a check the episode, go make a sure. Yeah, no, get love either.
You won't.
But not me personally. I take global things very serious. So I am going to pay. I understand what you're saying. That I am building a house and everything. I feel like that's essentially a marriage. Okay.
Where do you think the lobola money goes?
It goes to the family. Celebrate.
Doesn't it go towards the wedding? Like
bing, 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 bing. It goes towards the wedding. So what happens is they have to ask the bride exactly how much does she think her wedding will be. And then a portion of that money goes to the family and the rest goes into the wedding. So instead of celebrating for one day and it's finished, why not build a house with it?
Bro, I feel like, okay, this is how I'm going to take it. Ne? I'm going to take it this way. Now there's going to be like house money, you know, to build that in though. And there's going to be money for other things. Bro, if I say your lobola is 500,000, I'm paying that is done. Whatever happens, happens. That's how traditionally things are. I'm a very traditional man. That's the thing.
But tradition is not just about the money. That's the thing. We're focusing it on the money aspect. You still have to slaughter. You still have umembezo. You still have the accepting of the bride. You can still do that without actually putting in the logistics of this is how much we're going to put out. Because at the end of the day, it's going to be injected into that very same thing. So why not use it for something that's going to help you?
Okay. Maybe you even tell her. I wanna if 500,000 so.
Mm-hmm.
So can't touch the level. Of course, it don't know to share somewhere. It don't know pecha somewhere. But I can like a concept of security or zaga like really in shuffle level. Can I hiring into it? Yeah, girl, much work. That's a wrong question. We are having a 500,000 wedding. Yes, let's do that. Cause everything else is based off the. Every day. So that's done. I just don't believe in the fact that I can chill a ball. I want to take out something and
you
say,
you want to respect.
Out of respect, I get that.
Yes.
It makes sense.
I'm very traditional. Like
you guys
that.
Have valid points.
Okay. Well, I'm a girl. So, I mean, the respect aspect, I mean, if you respect my parents, it's fine. You don't need to show them money.
But I feel like in terms of the lobola things, people are doing a lot of things now in a Western way.
True. And honestly, I do not advocate for it because Westernized marriage, if you're like me and you read a lot, you'd understand that they follow specific traditions and steps and etc. So us Black people doing things westernized without understanding exactly why they've done and etc. Not that it won't last or anything, but it's just a waste. It's a waste of time, a waste of energy, and mostly a waste of money.
Yeah.
And I do understand that also African traditional weddings are very expensive.
They are
very expensive. Don't sleep on a traditional wedding. It's not just the attire. How much is a cow? And there are those specific people who want to show off, so they're going to slaughter more than one cow.
Yeah.
They're going to slaughter a goat and a sheep and etc. And you show by having more meat to choose. Okay, me, my dad is Xhosa.
By having what?
More meat.
That's what you said.
Stop.
Okay, guys. We are still here, guys. Don't know. Okay, before we go to the game now, one more thing. I know dude is gonna kill me for this. What's the age that you want to be married at?
What's the age? Man. When I'm 28.
How old are you? 23 now?
Yeah, I'm 23.
And you?
24, 23.
How old are you?
I want to get married now. I'm turning 20. I want to get married now.
When I was younger, I used to have that thought, you know, but
24?
I don't mean to burst your bubble. Yeah, like a but there's still a lot of things and people that you still need to meet. You're going to meet up with 1,000 more Ziles before you know what.
1,000 more Ziles. I'm one of one. I'm Himothy. Can I keep one? John Cena can see me.
Okay, game time. Hey.
So, yeah, man.
When do you want to get married?
My bank balance will allow it. It will tell me.
So, if it happens, that will pop up next year. Yanda, the 500K. This is a shangan.
Okay, I'm not Rundi.
Zile has a wife, guys. Let's respect his wife. Thank you very much.
I'm just asking.
Hi. But again, today we are playing word game. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Man, dude, guys, Dudu will send you games. Ne, after I've had the brackets, it's like I must read little after brackets. Okay, we're playing a word game. Ne,
cool.
So I'm gonna say a word, mm-hmm. and you say the first word that comes in your mind.
Both of us.
Yeah.
Are
should I play? All of us.
Yeah.
So I should Okay, let's say it together. Okay.
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 Game time. Game time. Ne? So I'm going to say the word. Then after 1, 2, 3, you say any word that comes in your head.
Okay.
Okay. First word, talk. 1, 2, 3, show.
Podcast.
Yanda. Yanda. Okay, let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
I went blank.
Let's go. Home. 1, 2, 3.
House.
Couch. Home couch.
House. Well, there's a couch in the home.
Exactly.
House. House. House.
It makes sense.
And you, what did you say?
House.
You guys said the same word.
No, I said work. Homework.
Yeah. Okay, I said house.
I didn't say that, no. So, cheese. 1, 2, 3. Boy.
Oh, cow.
What?
Cheese block. Like a block of cheese.
Oh, yeah.
I said cheese boy.
Cheese what?
Is that even cheese allowed? Is that even allowed?
It is.
Yeah, cheese boy.
No, cheese. Oh, no wonder you're not going to so cheese boy.
I don't want him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I want to do your relation. Okay. Anyways.
I'm fixing the country. Okay, let me
be a more.
Good. 1, 2, 3.
Night.
Boy.
What? Good work.
Good night.
Yeah.
And I said once, and man is fine. Hey, good night. Okay, okay, let's do one more. Mm-hmm. Two more. Table. 1, 2, 3. Cloth.
Chair.
Table, chair.
I don't know what you said. The first thing that pops in my head. It's a chair.
Table, chair.
Table,
but
chair.
But it's a setup. I can give you that. What only?
Table mountain.
Oh, that's good.
Mm. Right? Guys, come on. Yeah.
Mm. Have you been there?
I've never been there.
We'll go together.
Oh, shame.
It was a trap.
I'll show you around.
Yo.
Ah, you did that for yourself, man. You walked into it.
Ice chime. Okay.
Don't stress, we'll buy her flowers.
1, 2, 3.
Oxygen.
What did he say?
Okay, okay. Ricard, hey. Get air. 1, 2, 3. Time.
Oxygen.
I went blank again.
Yanda.
I know, dude. I'm so sick. The only thing that's on my mind is going to get medicine right now.
Tibla said a good one. Air fryer. Slow cooker. It's not about how we start. Okay. Look at the... You know what's crazy?
What?
The second word, the last word is slow.
Learner.
Okay. No, man. I get some chicken. 1, 2, 3. Slow. 1, 2, 3,
learner.
Cooker.
A slow learner.
Slow motion.
A slow cooker.
Well, man was the worst.
But yeah, man, I'm like, oh, this game was so nice. You want your defense, you want to be Nana, you are.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because people think here, but when you're going to be one more, anyways. Sorry, get more of Lela JD.
Continue. Let him cook.
Let him cook.
No, guys, at the end of the day, we all have like, come holong or nyogori. So there are things jeluru na naga jono jeluru kasilo di bulage.
I think in this episode you've spoken the most Betty. I've never heard you speak this much Betty before. Hey,
get used to it. I agree. You in a little more from the last week.
Sure.
But anyway, that's the end.
Can we make a promise to each other? This is the last time we flirt with each other.
Pink. Oh, we're not flirting. Yo,
then what are
I
we doing
when flirting happens?
Don't use that word, bro.
Okay, this is the last time we're
we joke.
Being... Yes, sorry, I meant joke.
Okay, no, oh, this is the last time we read the script.
Yes, Pinky promise. Nah, Pinky promise.
I'm not doing.
Nah, I get to be my love.
No, but yes,
Pinky promise me.
No, thing is,
I think I need to give these two a room. Hey, bye guys.
Anyways, guys, I feel like that's the end of the show. That's the end of the show. Continue. How long have you been running?
Exactly.
Okay.
Pinky promise.
But why would you give you the game?
Okay, anyway, I have a question for you guys, right?
Yeah.
Since you guys have been asking me questions. How has your guys' experience in spreading humors been?
Spreading humors, it's nice, this one. It's very nice. I genuinely feel like people don't understand the amount of impact that it has and the amount of team that goes through these things. Because it's not like as I always say, I do YouTube on my side. Things here are ran like a whole powerhouse.
True.
And the impact and the effect that it has on people, especially young people,
mm-hmm.
it's huge. Bro, like, I sometimes, because when when I was at home, it showed me a lot. Because I always go there, kind of chill. Bro, everyone knew. And shout out to the people from Dendron. Like, my promote it's a play. Keep playing. I just love them because one support.
Who asked?
One around.
She's angry. Oh, Kwatile.
I'm playing.
Kwata.
But yeah, man, I feel like spreading humor has changed, well, my life, aww, in a sense, and other people's lives who came here.
Okay. Miss Yandowitz.
What was the question?
Well, what was your experience with...
How was the experience with...
On the show?
Yeah.
Yo, I'm so grateful for the show because it's given me an older brother, aww, and Sima, my older sister.
Aww.
Yeah, I'm the oldest at home. Aww. But when I get here, I'm like the baby.
Last born.
Yes. So I'm grateful and yeah... Love you loads, Gesana.
Okay, well, all I can say.
Why are you?
I'm saying cringe. Love you loads, Gesana.
Ice chai.
There's a lot going on this couch. I really don't know if I caused problems.
But I love him as an
Sima,
older brother.
Sima will be back to come and clean house. Me, I just wanted to.
Ah, Sima, what are you talking about? Sima, what are you talking about? Sima, what are you talking about?
But she's coming back to clean house. And I just thought that I'm gonna clear the air, clear the space.
Yeah, it's cleared.
You know, get every. But no, it hasn't been cleared. If anything, you guys have made this much more complicated. For even me who's sitting here, because damn, you guys should date.
But to
why?
Wait, what? Pause. Guys, only serious note, ne?
I'm joking. I'm not lying.
But only serious.
You guys have cleared the space. We understand. It's you time. Guys are just friends. And I mean, for colleagues who are working together, obviously, you guys need that chemistry to make the show work. And not only that, this is how you guys are on your personal spaces. You get me? I'm not saying Uguti. Hey, oh yeah, cheetah, no. I'm just saying that you guys have to be free and open with each other. That's all I'm saying. Am I making things worse? Like, Zila's like looking at me like that.
And you know what? It's not that deep, hey. Like, it really is.
Bro, like, December, I had so much fun on my TikTok. Make a scroll like a Sarabon. After the Sunday, yo, bro, the whole of November. So, guys, me, there was a... And I always, people, but they had the 80s, you know, crazy, to a point where some of them, if they felt like I didn't see them, they would DM me and send me the 80s.
But it's working. Honestly, from the Bantwizi side, like watching from beyond or behind the screen, it's working. It's honestly working. Whatever that you guys got going on, we really like it.
You mean the three of us, ne?
The three of you guys, including Sima. I mean, it does gel and work together with everything.
Yeah, and also I want you guys to tell us, ne? Because I want us to like make a thing your longori. People are involved now, ne? So I want you to tell me what are the things that you would like to do this year on spreading humans,
guys. I've wanted to do this since like last year. Like, we do like Q&As. You guys give us like your scenarios. Oh my gosh, my boyfriend cheated on me with my best friend. What do I do? Things like that.
Yeah.
I think that would be so cute. I want to do that. I don't know, meet and greet. I don't know.
Oh, but that one, okay.
Campus tour.
Campus tour.
That yeah. I was not invited to because Zile doesn't want to invite me.
I don't have the power, but
like an accountant.
Go with those people. We don't even have shirts. Go to the people's shirts.
but yeah, I want to say, ne? I feel like, and this is one thing I asked Dudu. Because some people are free nyana sometimes. I wanted us to have a segment whereby we read people's hate comments, but we don't say their names.
Actually, that's good. Because there's a lot of comeback that I have personally. Honestly speaking, I have a lot of comeback for people. It's just that I do not like this whole thing of controversy. Don't.
Yeah, and also sometimes,
but
like,
I'd like to face my haters and let them face me.
Hmm? Oh, no. Recently,
after school is after school.
I do that.
Or right behind you.
I do that. And I realized yesterday even, so my PC was giving me problems so that I wanted to go stream. Right? So while I was trying to charge it, some guy was like, yo, Zile, You said you have a MacBook. And I have a MacBook, but I just don't use it. That's the thing.
Yeah.
It's in the cupboard. And it works.
You sound like those kids. I have an iPhone at home.
No, but here's...
they drive BMWs at home.
This is why I addressed that guy, actually. Because that guy was like, hey, how do I know on a MacBook? What? I'm like, chief, I just don't... Like, it's not nice for streaming. Ne?
Yeah.
I prefer the other PC. So this whole time, it's like, ah, this guy is a liar. Even for sure, Yanda, what? Of course, they always use Yanda to get to me. So,
and they get there.
Because I'm close to your
heart. And they get there.
Like,
say. Hi, Tavan.
But yeah, man. So this guy was busy on my back. I had to take a video to show him Roman Nakina Leon. And now, after everything, all the people in the group started bashing him. We all ganged up to him to a point where he came, Kuri DM said, I'm so sorry. But I just don't like the fact that I gave him too much power and attention.
Yeah.
Yes, you can address the hate, but the fact that when sometimes giving, some people, I have people who once trolled me, and when I DM them, they're like, no, chief, I like your content. So when can we shoot? And I once told you guys this.
Yeah.
So sometimes people will use the hate thing. That's why I don't want to do it, but I want to do it at the same time.
But we're all trying. That's the thing that I hate about this. They make it seem like we were born with manuals that just tell us exactly what we should do when we just do it on point. Like, you can just flip a switch and it's done. We're human beings. We're trying, and it's just unfortunate that unlike them, where they can fail in private, ours is just going to reject it. So guys, please, Siyazama. Like, siyazama.
What is the most thing that, like, you've seen, like a comment you've seen, and you're like, what?
That I like now. I do not like now.
Oh, they said you like now.
Yeah.
And you're so angry. You're like, can't you see there's tattoo there?
No. It's my situation with it is the fact that I can't answer to it. But the weirdest thing is that they, each time when they have something negative to say, you'll be seeing like 50 DMs. But positive is like 8.
Ah, that's what I told you.
You get me. So the 8 positive ones are true. And these days, they want to come for you personally. You get me? They don't just leave it at the comments. They copy and paste it and take it to your DMs.
And make sure you see it. Right?
Make sure that you see it. How many times have I been corrected? How many times have I been told about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
you are the one who comes with the facts.
You get me? How many times has someone told me my job? That's the thing.
Misleading people, ne?
A lot, hey. But I'm a kid. I can't type fast. It's not like I'm an AI. Like, literally, I can't multitask. It's a lot. But all I'm trying to say is I'm not complaining. I love my job.
Aww.
I love where I'm at. I really love podcasting shows.
And you love the chillers.
I love the chillers with all my heart. Because if it's not for them, I wouldn't be eating. You get me?
Yeah.
But my situation is that there are those specific people, and it's only 4 or 5 out of the million who make it their lively duty to make sure that you feel the pressure. And it's not kind. It's not nice.
Sure.
You get me? Mm. But we live with it. I now know how to actually respond to them. I'm going to polish my English for them.
I love that for you.
So
your English is fine, dude.
We're going to polish it.
Oh, you know what's crazy with your...
encyclopedia.
I think white people have like... So with your thing, it seems like it's easy. Some people, because some of the things I can just know on the spot, or who won the World Cup, I can say what.
I don't watch soccer.
For example, I'm just doing an example here. I will know a lot about a certain topic, and now you are missing a lot of things. And I'll be like, yo, what if I check it? You didn't know this, you didn't know this. But they don't know it's hard because you need to juggle things. You said you don't know soccer, but if Saul says, yo, fact check it there, you're going to fact check it about the things that you don't know.
And he speaks fast. And he speaks fast and he talks about multiple things in one sentence.
So you must listen,
I have to listen, understand, and type.
Yo.
But Chini. When I'm younger.
Ugh, dude, mine, it's always same old. You wouldn't be here without your parents. Parents' money.
Nipple baby.
I'm a proud nipple baby.
Just when but that you don't know nipple babies.
No, I thought you were talking about the nipples. But
no.
but for me was when a guy, if you guys notice ne, and check, there was a guy, there was a point I was wearing a short. Short and a two, so we would switch the black and white shorts.
So you are too close. You are too friendly with two, so.
Bruh. This guy was dragging and saying, hey, my thighs are too yellow. I must close it. Hey, what was...
said that to you?
Not no. Tuso.
Oh.
Tuso is the one who stole my shorts.
Oh.
And guess size 13 to 14. Mara.
We
happy.
We were talking about 13 to
14. I grew up talking about high bar tights. But anyway, this guy was dragging me when I come out. I come out. When I saw a group in the you skip leg day your whole life. What? And imagine. That's why your height is like that, because you have two yellow.
Imagine.
I was like, what? And I've never worn a short from that day on.
Except for today.
I'm him. Like Skomanta said, Raganda Tabakala, Facebook corner, Limpopo corner, Pulukan corner.
Yeah.
They're living.
Yeah, but yes. Hey. At the end, it's all love to the Bantwidis, to the Chilas, yeah. It's all love. Including the ones that hate.
Yeah, but anyways, with all further ado, guys, thank you so much for
did you say with all? Without further ado.
I always said with all further ado, my life. Wait, who are this? How do you say it?
Without further ado.
Okay, guys, thank you for Level Up Podcast. The one tweezies, we are back and running. Unfortunately, we didn't have Sima today, but we have the beautiful fat checker here today. So please give a round of applause for her in the comment section. Let's go.
And but don't be mean to our girl, fat
checker. Don't be mean to FATCHECKER.
Fat checker. Send your spoiler out. But anyways, guys, please don't forget to support us everywhere. We can't wait to grow with you guys even more. And it's your boys, Louis Lamas
and
Lamatin Lamatin. We're doing it.
And
shit. Bye.
Bye.
So angry.
I'm tired.